stories of resurrection are pervasive. Remember that in Matthew 27, 52, and 53, Christ was not the only person resurrected on that day.
Who else did?
It says that the streets were filled with people rising from the dead. In fact, Tiberius Caesar and his records privately, these are Roman records, have nothing to do with Christianity. He said he went and sealed the tombs of Rome to keep the dead from rising there. They were scaring the living kajibis out of everybody.
Why were the dead rising then?
Because Jesus became the first fruits of them that slept, and that was the Messiah prophecy. That's why Apollonius, a lot of people, I was on with ABC the other a year ago, and they were talking about the fact that the emergence of the Apollonius, this is a whole other story we could, probably shouldn't get into, but the emergence of Apollonius, who was a pretender to the Messiah text, why he could not have been the Messiah, because he did not die on a cross and was not resurrected. The Messiah prophecies were clear that the Messiah would die on a cross and be resurrected. And by the way, this legend, this Messiah text were very ancient, went all the way back to Nimrod. All of the gods of the sun that were born around December 25th, all of them born in a cave, dying in a cave, and resurrected. All of them. Now, a lot of people would say, well, that means that the legend of Christ really was generated out of these more ancient legends. To the contrary. These ancient legends were really in the similitude of the Messiah texts, which were even older than those, than the pagan legends themselves. So I have a little cute saying that I say, that behind every good pagan tradition is a Christian tradition. You know, a lot of people say much of Christianity originated with paganism. I say just the opposite. Much of paganism is really Christianity, because the texts, it's kind of a flip-flop. They go from Christian to pagan to Christian again. And in fact, probably the Roman Empire, when it tried to purify some of these pagan traditions, probably did a pretty good job of it, to be honest with you. Pardon me, I'm a little bit optimistic about Christmas. I really love the holiday.
Stunning research, though, Glenn. I got to tell you. Stunning research.
Without doubt. And, you know, Mel Gibson has done such a fine job. I'm hoping to get a chance to be with him in Nashville on his program announcing his new movie. We're working on that right now. We're talking to the producers. But without doubt, the stories of Jesus pervade the entire world. We know that the stories of Jesus are prominent in the East, all the way into China. We know that the Tibetan traditions, the greatest of all the Buddhas in the world, is the Buddha Isa. The Buddha Isa is, in fact, he claimed to be Jesus, and he wrote and he taught these people. This is Buddhism. The original Buddha was the Buddha Dharma in 640 BC, but the Buddha Isa lived during the lifetime of Christ and called himself Jesus. They have more documents in Tibet and in India about Christ than we have in Christianity.
One and the same, you're saying?
The same individual. As a matter of fact, when Chief Judge Justice Douglas of the Supreme Court went to Tibet, the Grand Lama there said, "We own your Jesus." And Chief Justice Douglas said, "What in the world are you talking about?" They have more records of Christ in his words than we do. And pardon me, they have treated them more sacredly than we have treated ours.
Probably so.
Unfortunately, that is the case. So the records of Jesus come out of India, come out of Russia, come out of Western Europe, come out of Africa. We have a magnificent African Bible, which is not very close to our Christian Bible, which is called the Kebra Nagas.
Are you convinced, Glenn, that after the resurrection, that he was no longer on this planet? Or are you saying that he stayed and did some other things?
Brilliant question, man. I didn't coach this man, by the way, guys.
No, you did not.
I did not coach George. He came up with that one on his own. He had a 40-day ministry, but it also extended beyond 40 days. He was reported to have come back and actually eaten dinner in the churches, little churches that popped up around the world, especially in Western Europe, until the 5th century. The last person to have him appear in the flesh and eat dinner with him was in 530 A.D. His name was Sir Galahad, the son of King Arthur.
530 A.D., the same Jesus?
Same Jesus.